stand like phantoms and Maybachs. You won't get a lane if you can't whack. I hate rap like Kramer hate blacks. Still no label, Wale ain't passed. But now I'm on the lead on everybody gas. Mark gave me a check, this he got. Yep.
You gotta love the Budos band, you know. I boo those bands, that ain't the boo those band, cause you gotta go back and go forward. Some of y'all sounded crazy these days. It's okay to party.
And watch you through the machine. Rushing, This is Pomo Mofo on the FM Experiment. Back at the Club is the name of the cut. This is the Boy 8-Bit Remix. We got another 8-Bit Remix coming just after it. We're going to stack it up double size. Don't forget to send in your requests on the text line 701-729-5783. Hit up the request line right here in the studio. 701-231-6703. We got a hot 45 minutes. Great program on the way for ya. History of House Music Part 2 coming up in about 15 minutes. Still got some Madonna on the way. Still got some Salt and Pepper on the way. Still got some hot jungle remixes on the way as well.
Hype
machine. That's hypem.com/FM experiment, where you can listen to almost all the music you're hearing on the program this week. Stream it, find links to the downloads, and find out what blogs it is that I'm listening to so that you can follow them yourself. Find hot sources of music. Join up with me on MySpace at myspace.com/FM experiment. Tip me off to the new stuff you hear. You know, like friends. You and me, friends. Who knew it? MySpace.com/FM experiment. My name is DJ Joyride, host of the FM Experiment, every 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, Friday nights, for the past 3 years now. That's a long time to be doing this show. I hope I'm doing a good job. Please give me a holler. Let me know. 231-6703 is the shout-out line. I can get you on the air if you want. Shout out your crew. If you're driving in the car, take another stroll around the block. We got great tunes on the way. That was Pomo Mofo back at the club, that Boy 8-Bit remix. I got another Boy 8-Bit remix right here. This one from the Black Ghosts. Part of the Black Ghosts is also goes under the moniker Simeon or Simeon Mobile Disco. This is any way you choose to give it, the 8-Bit Boy remix. Check it out. It's right here on the FM Experiment. Yeah. You can chalk this one up to Peaches for putting this mashup together.
On the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw this girl and she was pumping. I winked my eyes, she got into the ride, went to her club and was jumping. Introduced myself to Lo, she said, "You're a liar." I said, "I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire." Took her to the hotel, she said, "You're the king." I said, "Be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing."
Began to rise, and so did little Ricky. He slid on over, touched himself, and told me he was sticky. I sprayed him down with water, his skin was all aglow. He flexed his steps and arched the rest and claimed to be my hoe. I said, "Let's meet here weekly and be my solid flame. The hotter it gets, I get all wet and go crazy for the wild thing."
Some gear to buy. I saw this girl, she go rock the world, not happy with just my fly.
He said he liked to role play. I looked down and he looked up. He was on the floor, got on all fours and licked me like a pup.
She looked at me and smiled and said, "You have plans for the night?" I said, "Hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight."
Then he acted Muhammad Ali and said, "Like a bee, he stinks." He jumped all around and screamed real loud, "I'm the greatest, the wild thing."
Hey, hey.
You are listening to the FM Experiment on 105.9.
Wow.
Yeah. Chiz versus Tone Loc. This is Wild Thing on the FM Experiment. I'm your host, DJ Joyride. Every Friday night, electronic influenced hip-hop and dance music. Straight 2 hours, bringing you into the sounds of This Is Sugar from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and from 9 o'clock to 12, the Metropolis Mix with DJ David Soul. Still waiting for his first recording of Syndication. He's recently moved to Chicago, so I'm not really sure what we're going to put in his place this evening, but rest assured, it'll be something you'll really enjoy listening to. You're listening to KNDS 105.9 FM Experiment, brought to you by Salon Y, award-winning hair in the 7th floor of the Black Building. Dreadlocks, colors, cuts, styles. Hair show coming up in the month of December. I don't have the exact date, but yours truly, DJ Joyride, will be announcing the show, and we'll be sure to have some music entertainment for you, refreshments, and of course, fresh hair and fresh women all around. So mark your calendars. Well, I don't have the date yet, so just keep it in the back of your PDA, back of your mind, tuck it away. We'll be back with more information 2 weeks from now. Next week, I'll have a guest host hosting the FM Experiment for you. So, I don't know. We got the History of House Music Part 2 just around the corner. I got one more jam to play for you before that happens. And it's going to be a mashup. Two songs pushed head-to-head with each other. Salt and Peppa and the song Push It on the FM Experiment.
Wow.
Talk of the town.
Push me.
That's right. We're gonna get started here. History of House Music Part 2. This is a 15-part series. So, boy, this is gonna go. If my math is right, that puts us into March. And I promise you one thing. That if I find something that's more interesting for a given week, and sometimes I do stumble across some things that are really cool, and I'm impatient, I can hardly wait to give out holiday gifts, I can hardly wait to get surprises. chances are if you surprise me, I'll wonder why you didn't do it sooner. So I'm with you on that. If you dig me, if I find something cooler, it's going to take over this history of house music real quick. But for the time being, this is real educational. Last week we featured interviews with people talking about the garage in Detroit and Larry the Von, the DJ, putting it all together. We're going to move forward, and this is the History of House Music Part 2 right here on the FM Experiment here on KNDS 105.9. Find us online at KNDSradio.com. Listen around the world. We've got links where you can stream it available for sure from the MySpace page of this program, myspace.com/FM Experiment, certainly from KNDSradio.com. Please consider donating to the station, as we are in need of your funds in order to keep commercial free and keep things rolling. So here it is, History of House Music Part 2 here on the FM Experiment.
You're listening to the FM Experiment on 105.9 Radio Free Fargo. Set it out.
Disco sucks! Disco sucks!
But only 18 months after Saturday Night Fever, dance music was facing a massive backlash in America.
Disco sucks! Disco sucks! Disco sucks! Yeah!
Steve Dahl was blowing up disco records out of Comiskey Park and, you know, getting all these rock and roll heads to join in. And, you know, there was a huge backlash on disco music.
This is now officially the world's largest anti-disco rally!
In 1979, DJ Steve Dahl led an anti-disco campaign that struck a chord throughout suburban America.
It was more about blowing up all this nigger music than, you know, destroying disco. Strange enough, I was an usher working his way towards his first synthesizer at the time. What I noticed at the gates were people were bringing records, and some of the records were disco records, and I thought those records were kind of good. And some of those records were just black records. They weren't disco. They were just black R&B records. And I should have taken that as a tone for what the attitude of these people were.
Real good!
I know that nobody was bringing Metallica records by mistake. They might have brought a Marvin Gaye record, which wasn't a disco record. And that got accepted and blown up with the alt, with along with Donna Summer and Anita Ward. And so it felt very racial to me.
Is it all over my face?
Too black and too gay for middle America. Disco went out of fashion as quickly as it began.
I'm in love dancing. Is it all?
Radio stations switched to rock and pop. Record companies closed their dance labels.
Steve really hurt the dance music business. I mean, back in the day during the disco era, it was amazing the amount of music we were getting and the popularity of disco music. And all of a sudden, we had such a backlash. I mean, it went from being able to work in the nightclub of your choice and having a huge crowd and making good money to basically not even being able to get a gig at that point.
Of course, in the underground, it was business as usual.
I'm surprised to see your suitcase at the door.
Surprise.
Remember the good times, don't you want some more? It's not a perfect love, but I'm dependent. Cause I believe it was God
in chance. In 1977, club promoter Robert Williams brought a young DJ from New York to play at his new club, The Warehouse. His name was Frankie Knuckles.
Because of Frankie's music style, no one could touch him at that point.
I'll be right there. Yes, I will.
Going down to Frankie's club, he had a certain mystique about himself and the music that nobody knew but him and a few others.
Knuckles played the classics. You know, he would bang stuff out, but he's more classy.
He played a lot of more underground things that were, you know, like loose joints, Is It All Over My Face, and I think Anita Ward ring my bell before it ever hit commercial. I mean, he was playing probably 3, 4, 5 months before it even came out.
It was the only place in the city that you could go and hear this type of music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had
the
totally cornered
only,
the
that was the thing. That's how it started off, because there was nowhere else to go.
Cause baby,
Knuckles brought the energy of New York's gay scene to Chicago. It wasn't long before straight kids were checking out the club.
This music was really something that would grab your soul. I mean, if you could feel the groove, and I mean, the basses were heavier. You know, the vocals were very soulful and uplifting, you know, and everything. So it was just, and for gay people especially, you know, they're very animated. This was just really, I mean, they would take this music to new heights, like hands in the air and flailing, and they're on the walls and they're jumping on top of speakers and they're all from this end to the other. And I'm just like, wow, this is incredible.
You had never seen, you knew that there were gay people around, you knew that they partied, but you had never seen like two guys kiss in front of you. Yeah.
The place was like this throbbing, hot, you know, mixtures of just body to body. And I mean, you know, yes, I remember it was, you know, all black people and mostly all black men. There were a few women, not very many, you know, but it was just a really cool place and it made me feel at home.
I think at that time it changed a lot of people's perception of stuff. I think that a lot of straight people found like it's okay, you could talk to somebody that's gay.
When you look up and guys are kissing, you're like, well, they're not kissing me, so, you know, I'm doing my thing.
The Warehouse was a sensation in Chicago. But no one could have imagined that it was about to give its name to a whole new style of music.
If you were a DJ in Chicago, if you wanted to have the records, there was only one place to go, and that was Imports. This is where Imports was. People would come in looking for Warehouse music, and we would put, you know, As Heard at the Warehouse or As Played at the Warehouse. And then eventually we just shortened that down to, because people also just in the vernacular, they started saying, yeah, what's up with that house music? Now, at this time, they were talking about the old classics, the South Soul, the Philly classics and such. So we put on the labels for the bands, we'd say, house music. And people would start coming in, eventually just asking, yeah, where's the new house music?
House was originally used to simply describe the style of music played at the Warehouse.
Primarily it was a lot of the old disco records, and not the poppy type disco record. You know, it wasn't Instant Replay from Dan Hartman, but it was Scat Brothers' Walk the Night.
And we used to just dig in the crates and find something that people forgot about and bring it back.
With such a limited supply of old tunes, DJs became increasingly creative on the decks.
Chicago style is to have a tight blend, to have everything even, to sound musical, you know, when you're not mixing vocals on top of vocals, you know, you're finding a place where one record goes with another and it feels right. If you watch the crowd and you see that they like a certain part of the record, then you can repeat that part, you can tease them with it, bring it in for a second, take it out, you know. Like there's a part in here where it goes, dum-dum, but it doesn't come in till the end. So say I wanted to bring that part in, then I would, if I had it planned, I'll just show you how I would move to that section. Like right now it's on the beginning of the record. I'm gonna take this one and move the record up to the boom-dum. I might slam it. Say I wanted to play that part, but I want to get to the verse quicker. I'll just do that. basically, if I would just use the double copies to just be able to manipulate the record to where whatever section I want to use, whatever I want to do. Like, I may intend to play the whole record, but the crowd may not want to hear it.
These tight mixing techniques were honed to perfection on radio station WBMX by the Hot Mix 5.
Live on location from Chicago, this is the Hot Mix Dance Party with Scott Smokin' Seals.
Live on the radio in Fargo, North Dakota, it's the FM Experiment. DJ Juride here, bringing you the sounds of the history of house music. This is part 2 of 15. We'll keep it rolling as long as we can, week after week after week. Next week, we got a special guest DJ taking over the show. I'll be down in Minneapolis. Unfortunately, too late to catch MIA, who's playing at First Avenue on next Tuesday night, and then playing an after hours over at Foundation, along with Low Budget. We love DJ Low Budget here on this show. Let me tell you about it. Well, actually, I'm done telling you about it. I got just under 20 minutes to bring you some solid tunes. I got some requests to get to and more, so let's get it rolling. This is Fun, Fun, Fun from Free to One Thang. This is the 1-2-3 Piano Remix. Music. It's a soul thing. We'll be right back.
made of? What are little girls? What are little girls made of? Made of, made of. What are little girls made of? Made of. What are little girls? What are little girls made of? What are little girls made of? Kiss me. Kiss me. Or kill me or something. Kiss me. Kiss me. I don't wanna be. What are little girls made of? Made of. What are little girls? What are little girls made of? Made of. What are little girls? Girls. What are little girls made of? Made of. What are little girls? What are little girls made of? What are little girls made of? What are little girls made of? Made of. What are little girls? What are little girls made of? Made of. Made of. What are little girls made of? Made of. What are little girls? What are little girls made of? What?
Don't like you either.
I don't like you anyway.
Maybe you want to know what you're listening to. This is Stuffa and Andy. The song is called Pretty Girls featuring Ma Pai. The Infiltrators remix is what this one is. Before that, we heard, of course, Frito and Thang, Fun Fun Fun, 1-2-3 Piano remix. The next song you hear, if you're a fan of jungle music, the sounds of the early 90s, if I'm thinking right here, you'll recognize a lot of these jams. The Jump Up style, slowed down and put into a B-More style by remixer Jim Sharp. Write that name down and go look him up at the Hype M page, Hype Machine, hypem.com/FM experiment to link to a lot of the songs that you heard on the show this week. The song is called Champion Junglist Sound. It's the BMO remix coming right around the bend here. In the last 10 minutes of the program, expect to hear a bunch of mind-blowing music, as only you can find here on KNDS Radio. Commercial-free for your extended pleasure. Close to your family on Thanksgiving. Make sure to spend some time with them. Come back and check out the Cold Turkey Show going on at the American Legion next Friday night. DJ ESP Woody McBride's gonna be in town, along with a full lineup of other DJs. Go check it out online at myspace.com/my3345. We're gonna let this one rock out. This is Bass Nectar. The song is called Select Frequency, featuring Seasons.
In the M-I-N-D.
You can thank me for it later.
Brain valves rub on your brain valves constantly. Coming way louder than a wire that's scratching me. Bump threat on the deck and right where you're at. Be jumping off hard in the front and the back of me. Match it up properly. Open frequency. Coming way louder than a wire that's scratching me. Bump threat on the deck and right where you're at. Be jumping off hard in the front and the back of me. Match it up properly. Match it up properly.
together while we got the chance to. Yeah, yeah, you know how we do. Old school, new school, and combine the two. And damn, it seems you're doing it justice. I love the way you move it when we show up and bust this. Trust it, gets better, y'all. Cocktail, Malakoff, sweat it off, digital to analog. Like that day. Match it up properly. M-I-N-D. Wave valves rub on your brain valves constantly.
Select frequency, select frequency,
select frequency. Come alive to your eardrum sonically. Voodoo symphony in the M-I-N-D. Wave valves rub on your brain valves constantly. Yeah, that's the jam. You know we keep it rolling till the early a.m. Your mind plays tricks on me, so let me ricochet some direct frequency. Hey, hey, let me see how you hump the dance. We should get together while we got the chance to. Yep, yeah, you know how we do. Old school, new school, and combine the two. And damn, it seems you're doing it justice. I love the way you move it when we show up and bust this. Trust it, gets better, y'all. Cocktail, Malakoff, sweat it off, digital to analog. Yeah, let me see how you hump the dance. We should get together while we got the chance to. Yep, yeah, you know how we do. Old school, new school, and combine the two. And damn, it seems you're doing it justice. I love the way you move it when we show up and bust this. Trust it, gets better, y'all. Cocktail, Malakoff, sweat it off, digital. Open frequency coming way louder than a wire that's wet to be. Bump flat in the deck and right where your ass should be. Jumping off hard in the front of the back of me. Mash it up properly. Open frequency coming way louder than a wire that's wet to be. Bump flat in the deck and right where your ass should be. Jumping off hard in the front of the back of me. Mash it up properly. And be next to get freak beats all in your meat. And see you off the wall and falling asleep. Deep reach, sound energy leap. Keeping deeps in heat. Be next to get freak beats all in your meat. And see you off the wall and falling asleep. Deep reach, sound energy leap. Keeping deeps in heat.